Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
We're so glad that you're here with us today and welcome you to the show in the studio. The show is being brought to you by The Essence of Success. That's theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can listen to any of the past shows that are archived on my website, as well as purchase my book, Are You Ready? Or if you desire a reading Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 p.m. PST time. So please call in. Also, if you, like I said, you want a private reading, I'm more than glad to, you know, talk to you for a half an hour about what's going on, deeper, more personal. So with that, Brenda, did you have any announcements before we begin?
Oh, yeah. If you guys would like to do a little film and psychology, we're going to be reviewing on Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. The movie My Cousin Vinny. So we'll be talking about the psychological aspects of the characters and everything. So if you have anything you want to discuss, whether, you know, just talk or whatever, just call in and we'll have some fun. 3:30 Friday on
and
Blog
the title
Talk.
Of the show?
Oh, sorry. It's called Film Conscious Feelings.
All right. So remember that, everybody. Friday at 3:30, Film Conscious Feelings. Okay, well, with that, we're going to begin. And our first call is area code 773. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello. How are you, ladies?
Fine.
Hi.
And you?
Hi. This is Tempest from Chicago.
Pepper?
This is who?
Tempest.
Oh, Tempest. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Tempest.
Chicago.
How can we help you this beautiful day?
Yes, very beautiful sunny day.
It is in Chicago? Good.
Yes, yes, 80 degrees. So, you know, we're excited.
Yeah, you guys have had some rough weather.
Yes, we have.
Okay, what's up? What are you looking for?
Basically, I was very excited. Well, I was just going to be cool about this person that I met. I wasn't going to think about it, but I was so happy about us meeting that, you know, I just wanted to, you know, not only share the excitement, but to get confirmation on the excitement that I'm feeling. His name is Darnell, and I just wanted to know what you ladies picked up concerning him and I.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Let's see what's going on with Darnell. Well, the first thing I got, you two are very compatible in intimacy. I picked that up right away. Darnell, why am I picking up a happenstance man?
He has a weird humor, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to me. Yeah, I'm not even the one dating him. But I picked it up, too. Sorry about
that.
He
has a weird sense of humor. I mean, not creepy. It's just, yeah.
It's different, yeah. He's a different type of guy. He's different.
Way different than what you've dated before.
Yes, but I like it. I like it. It's a good different.
Yeah, I feel nice feelings about this, but see what Lidis is feeling.
I'm feeling that they'll come together. I'm seeing water like a park. Mm-hmm. Something about you two meeting at a park is always nice or a good feeling. Like you're sitting on a bench and the two of you are just enjoying yourself. So I would say, as friends...
It's smooth. It flows.
It does. And as friends, they're close. They become very close as friends, and through that, they become more than lovers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, there is definitely possibility with this man. He is a good man. He's got a strong attitude about life. I like that. Yeah, I can feel that. He has a strong attitude about life, and he is a strong person. He's not one to give in easily. You know, when he believes in something, he stands up for that, no doubt.
Yeah, even in the relationship. Even in the relationship. It's not going to be one of those things where I can just use my feminine wiles and, you know, get him to do whatever I want.
Yeah, and he's a one-on-one guy.
Yeah.
He's not a man that believes in sharing or having three or four women. He's not that kind of person. He's in a relationship with you. It's you and him.
Okay. That's,
so you can, you know, as this relationship develops, if that's so what you want, you don't have to worry about him messing up on you or, you know, you guys are out and he's busy looking at another woman and not you. No, all eyes are on you, Tempest. When he's with you, he's with you. Yep.
What's going on with this hair, Tempest? What's going on with his hair? Is there something about his hair that you really like?
His hair?
Yeah.
Actually, he doesn't have hair. He cut his hair. I was wondering why he cut it.
Bald.
He cut his hair.
Oh, okay. So there's something with his hair. Something was going on with that. I couldn't tell if you were liking it or what, but.
Yeah.
So he shaved it bald, huh?
No, he's not bald. It's like a fade. You know, like guys had like low cut, low haircut.
Okay.
I think he's handsome, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So you like to rub his head?
Yeah, I do like to rub his head.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, he's good.
That's what I'm getting right now. That's all I'm getting. It'll be interesting to see how things go. I hope that you're going to let us know more.
Yes,
but,
I
sure
will.
It does sound like things are going to flow really well, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling good things off this relationship. I don't feel anything negative at all. So, yeah, go for it, girl.
Thank you so much.
It might be that opportunity what you've been looking for in life finally arrived. Prayers are answered.
Thank you, God.
Okay.
I've been praying. So.
Thanks for
calling
us.
Thank you, Tempest.
Thank you.
For calling, and you have a wonderful rest of the week, and I hope the temperature remains sunny and bright and cheerful for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 323, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi there, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good.
Alrighty.
I have a relationship question as well. I recently got out of a relationship, and it was a doozy because it kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, I can tell. My stomach is like cramping. It hit you in your gut. I know. Okay, go ahead.
But I've been working through this. I think it's more than just that relationship. I think it's like some deep-rooted probably issues that I've just carried. Because the depth of the energy in my stomach and the loss is just so powerful.
Yeah, it is.
So I guess my question would be, do you get a sense of when I'm going to have, like, completed this? Because at the end of it all, like, even though I'm emotionally going through stuff, intuitively I know that this part, this pattern or whatever this was that created this is done, and I'm actually ready for a better type of relationship.
I'll tell you what I'm feeling off of you. I'm already feeling that you're bouncing back. Like, you're already on the upswing. I really feel that you're on the upswing. You know, I don't know if you're a little worried about putting up barriers, but you're actually on the upswing. So that means, I mean, how do you say that? You're actually not as far down in the dumps about things. You actually come far away from, yeah. So.
Yeah, but it was a very tremendous blow. Unlike anything
I feel it. She's an empath.
Yeah.
You know you're an empath, right, Lisa?
Is
you know
that what's going on?
Yeah, and that's why you're feeling it so deeply in your stomach and why I felt my stomach cramping like a period. Because you're an empath, you can feel people's feelings, and when they do things to you, good or bad, you absorb them. So I'm going to tell you, you need to start grounding yourself. It's okay to feel.
I'm doing that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to start grounding yourself either by water or either just going out and walking in the grass, barefooted on the ground, but ground yourself back to the earth. And then that'll release that awful feeling in your stomach. You know, let it go back down into the earth. Just release it.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, Brenda's right. You are bouncing back. You're on the other side of the fence now, where you're going away. It was a judgment call on his part, and it was too bad, because I'm going to tell you, there's a cliche that says you don't miss your water until the well runs dry. He will need you before you need him, but at that point in time, you're not even looking back. All you're doing is walking forward. It's like, well, whatever. Too late now.
You
so sad, so bad.
What all that was, because I've been left to kind of put together the pieces of things so that I can move forward and not repeat them. So I'm just wondering if
well,
my
the thing about
intuition
him,
about all this correct, man.
What I'm picking up about him is that, one, he had an attitude problem. He's a judgmental individual.
Yeah.
And he's not the best communicator in the world.
No.
Which is too bad, because it leaves you hanging with your own imagination.
Yeah.
For him, like I said, his personality and attitude, judgmental in the things that he does, when he realizes that he should be with you or he should have listened to you, it'll be too late. And like I said, when he comes back, you're gone. It's like, so sad, so bad. Talk to the hand. I don't even hear you. And that's good, because for you, there's a more fluid individual coming. I see somebody, he must be a water sign, like a Cancer, Aquarius, or something.
What?
You get a sense of that it's soon.
Oh, soon. What I'm picking up for you is probably about 2 months, toward the end of summer.
2 months, something like that.
Yeah, I feel like toward, like the latter part of August, that you'll meet somebody new. Scandinavian.
Yeah.
I'm picking up a Scandinavian man.
Really?
Yeah. But toward the latter part of August is when you'll meet him.
Yeah,
and
I've
you know what? It's going to be a fluke. When you meet him, it's going to be a fluke. So remember what I'm telling you right now. Come toward the end of August when you're meeting people or you're out and about doing stuff and you meet a man that has those Scandinavian features, blonde hair, blue eyes, whatever, blah, 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 stop and get that phone number. You two communicate.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's going to be your opportunity.
Cause
if
and
it
you
happens,
one cautionary note, you know, even though you're going to have the little bit of bruising still in the back of your, you know, emotions, with this past relationship, try not to assume that whatever you see, even if it looks slightly similar, is the same. So try to be open for the new relationship, but the things that you probably want to weed out are qualities such as judgmental attitude, doesn't communicate well. You know, those are things that, you know, if you are sensing that,
away, and I feel in my heart that this pattern is done, like this whole, it's done.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't see that. They keep attracting, magnetizing a certain behavior in people, whether it's a male or a female. So you said you're done, you're moving on, and you're going to better and bigger things, and that's good for you that you see that now.
Because
it does nothing but just bless your life. You open it up to more beautiful things, opportunities.
Yeah.
But you're,
well, thank you.
Yeah, and see, people are attracted to your livelihood, like who you are, that effervescence you have. So, yeah. You have a smiling way about you. That's it.
Yeah, I do. But I do.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be fine, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. It's just
you're a strong person. You just keep on doing what you're doing, and you're going to be fine. And in August, things will turn around. But you made a difference. You made a difference for yourself, for your own inner spirituality, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, congratulations taking care of yourself and honoring your own feelings. We all must learn to do that better.
It's called self-care.
Yeah.
It's been intense, but yes, that's been my work. So I got to do that.
Yeah, here's the other thing we were discussing before the show about things, or, well, maybe it was someone else, but anyway, the point is that whatever relationship you had that might have seemed really bad, it's like sometimes that relationship puts you in the right spot and frame of mind to be with a better relationship. So sometimes we have to just look back and say, thank you, Mr. Bad Relationship, because you put me exactly where I need to be. Someone's like, you were killing time with the nut, you know, until you could get to Mr. or, you know, Miss Wonderful, you know, whoever you are in life and whoever you're connected to. So it's a blessing, even though it doesn't seem like it. Just hard times, right? Hard times make us stronger for the next wave of something that might not be so pleasant. But then we're able to handle that, whereas we maybe weren't able before the first, you know, hard time, right?
Yeah.
So this
and
is all good.
I think you also learn new skills about how to deal with pain or loss or any of those emotions. Like, you learn how to process them differently if you go through them in such an intense way. So that's the bonus.
You're
well,
good.
Well, was there anything else, Lisa? We're going to go on. You're doing good.
Ahead. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're most welcome. And you have a wonderful week. And keep on doing what you're doing, young lady. You're doing great.
Thank you for the information. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Most welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 617. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Grace. How are you?
Hi, hey, Grace. Doing great.
Good.
How can we help you this wonderful day?
Yes, it is. That it is. I had a phone interview this morning in regards to some work, and I'd like to know how do you feel about that or if I should pursue it?
I think it's really positive. What are you getting, Lennis? Because I got...
She should get a call back on Friday.
Yeah, I was just like, my first
call back.
Got the job. Get that job.
Wow.
Claim the job. Are you claiming it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll come back. You'll hear back. You'll hear back from the company. Excuse me, Grace. On Friday, and in fact, you're going to be surprised. You might get $1.50. What is it? Maybe $1.75 more.
Ooh,
per hour
really?
Than what they originally told you. Yeah.
No,
why?
No, why is that?
Qualifications that they're quite interested in.
Yes, he did say that.
Sometimes that happens. You know, I mean, I got a job once, and I got there, and they said, "Yeah, you know, this position now is going to get $100 more a month." And it's like, what? It's like, well, we were changing it anyway. You know, so it happens. But yeah, you made a good impression.
Grace, let me tell you, when you get on this job, it's going to be stressful, and I'm telling you, what I'm picking up right now, there is a woman that's going to give you a headache that's out of this world, and it'll be right at the initial, at the beginning, first 2 weeks of the job. Don't worry about it. This woman is jealous, and this woman has a bad time dealing with herself. You know, I'm just letting you know about a coworker. So if someone approaches you once you start working, they like a little snotty attitude, you know, the demeanor about them, just know that I'm telling you now, this woman is jealous and she's insecure within her own being. Don't worry about it. Just go on. You got the job. It's like, hey, the devil is a lie. I know I'm good. I know what I'm doing. Whatever problem she has, that's on her. That's not me. I'm going to make this job work.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm picking up on her because she will in your first 2 weeks, and I don't want you to feel deterred from the job. That's just her issues. It has nothing to do with you. Because if it wasn't you and somebody else got the job, she'd be treating them the same way.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're wondering,
jealousy and insecurity.
Is this happening to you so often, Grace?
I'm sorry, what was that, honey?
wondering why you're experiencing this again, why this happens to you so much?
Yes.
It's kind of like...
I'm like...
I'm going to tell you.
I would much rather just go in and work with all men.
High school that people are afraid to ask out, or everybody has rumors that she's really mean and nasty because they never got a chance to get to know her. And the element of jealousy, which, you know, yes, it's a compliment, but some people don't really know how to handle it. And they do and say weird things.
I just have the worst time, I'm telling you. For me, dealing with a woman who is not secure in who she is, and, you know, because when I look at myself, I don't.
You
it's
don't.
Like, I'm like, what's the big deal here? I mean, what's the big deal?
You have a presence, and I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, you do.
As soon as you spoke.
You have a presence in here.
As soon as you spoke, I was like, wow, love that voice. That's what I wanted to say, but I thought, well, it's probably not appropriate. But it you have a presence about you. So, you know, people have jealousies not just because somebody is, I don't know, Angela Bassett or somebody, but, you know, sometimes people just are jealous because Angela Bassett or somebody like her or like you has a way of just always coming out on top, or you always seem to be friendly, where they have bad days and they don't know how to deal with it. So
women like that have been just on my, they're like hounds nipping at my heel, trying to make my life miserable. And it's not, wasn't just at work, it was in my home life as well. And I'm like, what in the world? And I felt like I had to hide and make myself less.
No.
So they wouldn't see me.
No.
Don't do that.
Let me just talk
that,
to you.
Grace. No.
Psychologist point of view. Never pander to somebody who's got a problem. Mm. You're giving your energy and control over to them.
Yep.
They have their problem, and they're going to have it. Just like Lena said, that person, it wouldn't have mattered who walked into that job. But here's this exceptional presence that walks into their space, whether it's at home or at work, wherever. You must live up to who you are.
Right, right.
And eventually people are going to just like, look, she's just wonderful. And if you want to be wonderful, figure out how to do that in your own self. You can be friendly to these people. Yep. Usually the best way to meet them is to just return friendly behavior.
Yes.
Because it eats them up. And it also makes them look even worse because they're the ones doing all the creepiness.
Yes.
So whenever you return it in this, you know, pleasant, like, how are you? How's things going? Oh, you look really nice today. I really like that. You always give them kindness, no matter how nasty they are.
Yes.
Everybody around them is going to be like, why are you so mean to her?
Yes.
They're going to see that it's her problem. And also, it doesn't detract from who you are.
Exactly.
It actually makes you better.
Yes, because I've always been like that. I mean, with a female boss, the last job that I had left, I'm telling you, she was just hell bent on just making my life hell. Not because I've done anything to her. It was just who do I think I am?
Yeah, but see, that was her problem.
And
it's too bad she took it out on you. That was her problem. There was nothing wrong with you, Grace. That was her.
Yeah.
That's your real name, Grace, right?
No, not really.
It's not your real name? Where did you get Grace then? You
I
chose it?
Yeah.
On your own?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're already identifying with your attributes, right?
Yes.
So be Grace. You know, live to your full potential as Grace. Accept it and just be that. And everybody who has problems, just... tell yourself, like, that's their problem, and I'm going to allow them to have it. Everyone gets to carry their own luggage. They
that's
may
true.
Try to drop it off on you, and it's like, well, no, I'm going to go ahead and let you carry that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Until you're ready to unload
it.
You're going to carry it, but I won't be carrying it.
I don't want it to affect me going into a new job with a new, just things being new for me. And I don't want to go, I don't want this to impact my job.
Again, going through what you went through with the last one. No, you won't. Mm-hmm. You won't. Like I said, this woman, in your first 2 weeks, just ignore her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like Brenda said, you know, kindness will kill anybody. You could always say, well, good morning or good evening or see you tomorrow. You know,
yeah.
You can throw, my grandmother said, you can throw a dog a bone. You don't have to stand there and watch him eat it. So be nice. You know, just be nice and keep on going because she's dealing with something. I'm going to tell you what the bottom line is. She was hoping she was going to get this job. And there was no way that management was going to put this woman in this job because of her attitude. So it was
wow.
a no from Jump Street. No, 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 no. But you are what they're looking for. You are what they want. And you have
wow.
a much better perspective about yourself as a human being and
mm-hmm.
the skills and the education that you have. So they'd rather have you in that position than her because it would only cause more toxic problems. They know this employee is toxic. They already know it all. There's no way they were going to move her up the ladder because of her attitude and her insecurities.
Yep.
Yeah. So
they
already
know about it.
That's why I said it don't matter who got
it.
The job. She was going to be nasty. She's going to be nasty.
Okay.
Don't matter. But,
okay.
you know, you just, hey, good morning. Keep a pushing.
Yep, and that's
no,
exactly what I do.
No, don't look back. That's
yep,
her
that's
problem.
Exactly what
and
I
a
do.
Lot of people, a lot of people that come up on us, and I'm going to tell you, we are mirrors. We reflect off each other.
Yeah.
So when people
yeah.
come and they show this jealousy, it's like, well, I'm not jealous. I know I look good. I'm
yeah.
spiritual, mental, and physical, I look good.
Yeah.
But you seem to have that problem. So what you're reflecting is off you. It's not off me.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
all
they
right.
just come. They just come. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
But
because for
Grace,
me to,
you
yeah.
need to own it. You need to own
you're right.
who you are.
Yes.
I agree. When you stop apologizing for being as somebody that everyone's jealous of, then they're going to start dropping off.
Yeah.
Because your whole demeanor is going to be like, yes, I'm Grace. And, yes, I am wonderful and I'm magnificent. And you know what? That's okay.
Yes.
And if you have a problem with that, you know, that's just your problem. You don't have to say, hey, that's your problem. You just continue to own who you are. And when you stand in who you are, people tend to allow you to be that. When
that's
you
true.
Feel apologetic or you're trying to, you know, yeah, work into their program or make them feel less, that doesn't work.
That's true.
Because
that's
you're
that's
almost giving someone power who doesn't really know where to go.
That's true.
And
yeah,
then they're even more stressed
right.
out. So
right.
just be who you are. Let them admire you. Let them just be Grace.
Yes.
Be who you are.
That's
go
true.
Into your job with your magnanimous ways.
Oh,
and just, yeah. what?
And Grace, when you believe in, yeah, Brenda's right. And Grace, when you believe in yourself, this is something I do. And people may think it's conceited, but it's because I know me and I believe in me and I love me. So when people give me a compliment, oh, God, you really look nice today. I said, I look good, I smell good, and I taste good. Now, okay, hello, somebody. Because I believe in me.
I love
me,
it, yeah.
And I love
yeah.
me, and that's what Brenda's
yeah.
saying. You love you and stand in who you are. Like, you know,
that's
it's like,
true.
God, you know, Grace, I like she's a little conceited. And because Grace know who she is. Hello.
Right. That's
yeah,
true.
But the whole point is
that's true.
Your greatness, your skills, your talents, who you are is who you are. It does not decrease or belittle another person. And it's good
yeah.
to recognize in around you. It's good to recognize the strengths that you see in those people, even if they're nasty, if there's one thing you can see that they do well, maybe she's just a whole hot mess from the tip of her hair to her toenails.
Yes.
But she knows how to staple those files together just
exactly.
right. You know, every
exactly.
time they get files from me, they're always so organized. I love that. Thank you.
Yes. And that's how I am. I always find that. I am not the type of person that would stand back and look at another woman, look at what is she wearing today. I'm always like, wow, you know, you look good in that dress. I love that dress. I don't have a problem doing it, and I do it sincerely. It's not out of jealousy. It's not out of jealousy. I don't have a problem with that, no matter who it is. I'm always like that.
Don't question yourself. Go on and continue to be yourself. Be Grace. And
Grace,
we've got to
move on, but I want to tell you, just remember this. It takes skills to be Grace. Okay.
Oof. I love it.
All right. Remember that. It takes skills to be Grace.
And congratulations on your job.
Yes. Congratulations on your job, and we're wishing you the very best, and we know you're going to do good. We know that.
Oh, ladies, thank you so much. Exactly what I needed to hear. And God bless you both.
God bless you too, young lady.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 917. Area code 917. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi,
Melvin.
My name is Ashiel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What is your name again? Horatio?
Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Oh, that's pretty.
I-C-L.
No, Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel. That's pretty.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What can we do for you, Ashiel?
You know, I have a new business now that I just started, and put some time into it, and now I'm just trying to see what's coming up regarding my love life.
Okay, well, your business.
Yeah, what about the business? Who's partnering with you in your business?
Say it again?
Who's partnering with you in your business? There's someone you're working with real closely right now. Who is that?
It's just with my friend, with my business partner here.
Yeah. Be careful.
Okay.
Be very careful.
Okay.
I don't know what Linus is reading on that person. She'd probably get more in depth, but.
So just tell me what you think.
I'm not getting a good feeling about a partner. That's the first thing that came to my head. Be careful of the partner. And you didn't say you had a partner, but whoever, I didn't know if you had a partner, but whoever, since you do have a partner, definitely, because I said if it wasn't a partner, then it's whoever you're working real closely with, just be very careful. Make sure you cover your, you know, that CYA, cover your ass. Make sure you have things set up so nothing they do can come back and hit you.
It's your paperwork. That's what I'm
saying. Is it his paperwork?
Make sure that all your contracts and everything are in proper order. And if you have to, have an attorney to look over and make sure everything is balanced between both of you.
Did you have an attorney look at everything before the partnership started, the business?
No.
Please do, sweetie. Please. Please.
Okay.
I'm getting
have an attorney go over the paperwork and make sure that everything is balanced so there is no... There's no problems later on down the line.
Please,
I have to say about your business.
What kind of problem are we thinking about?
Finances. That's why you should have an attorney to go over the paperwork and just make sure everything is fine. They don't have to redo it, but they'll just look it over and say, okay, yeah, everything is fine, the percentages, points or whatever on this, you know, on the contract for your business. And that's fine, and then go about your business. That's okay.
Okay.
Then there is no problem because one can't beat the other one out of money, you see, because it's legally done and stated.
Okay. Okay. All
right. So for that, so your love life. There's a woman that you're already involved with.
No, not really.
Are you talking to some woman already, or were you married? Because I'm seeing a woman already there. She's Indian lady, Eastern.
Southeast.
Actually, to be honest with you, I'm seeing a woman. She looks India, from India.
I don't have anybody right now. You know, maybe somebody's very close to me. Then I hope so.
Okay. Well, I see this woman. She's very pretty, but she's East Indian. And I see her already there around you. Are you in a social environment or something where you're seeing women?
No, right now I'm just, you know, putting my time into the business, you know. So that's why I'm starting to make time for love life.
Okay. Well, this woman is around you. I just see her around you that she's there. So I don't know, maybe she's a friend that's helping you, or I don't know, or a friend of the family or something, but she is there.
You know,
I don't see the connection
Serena.
With you two right now, but she's back in the background. So that's why I thought a woman was already in your life.
Do you know someone named Serena?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Ashiel, we're not picking up too much on your on your love life, but your business aspect for sure. Just have an attorney go over the paperwork, and you two should be fine.
Okay. Yeah. But basically, just to make sure my percentage and all of that.
Make sure that the attorney checks your contract so that you're not open for any weird liabilities or problems.
Oh, okay, I get you. Yeah. So basically,
okay.
if he does something there, I won't be responsible. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, very important.
Right.
That's, okay.
Okay.
That, got you. Okay, I'll definitely make sure that's taken care of.
And then maybe check back, SEO, for, you know, see if,
yeah.
you know, the energies are starting to come closer around your love life.
Can I ask another question, though? A brief one?
Okay.
Quick. It's since I started this business, I have a family member that I was very close to who's becoming very distant towards me. And when I call, I just get voicemail. And, you know, I did it two or three times, and I just left it alone.
He's jealous.
So I'm just curious. Oh, is that what it is?
Yep. He's jealous. It's too bad. Should be happy for you.
So what's going to happen now? Because I'm always so supportive, but I'm sure you guys can feel it, you know, of other people. So
make a date with that person. I make a date with them and have like a lunch or something and just talk to them and say, listen.
No, this person's at a distance. This individual's not close nearby.
Oh, they're not even in. Oh.
No, we're nearby. I guess the distance, we're in the same state. It's just,
oh, okay.
You know,
so you guys could meet for lunch or dinner?
Yeah, but it's a little awkward for me because we talk on a regular basis. And since that, I notice, and when I call, I just go to voicemail. And I'm like, what's going on? You know?
Can you drop by?
Can I what?
Can you drop by their house?
Maybe make a phone call.
Yeah, I just think
yeah,
I would say, hey, I really
that,
need to see you. I need to meet with you. Do you think we can have lunch, like, next Wednesday? And, you know, really express, you know, that you miss them or whatever, and that with the new business, it's like how you think. Maybe they even just want you to consult them. It could be that simple. Because they might have some thoughts about your partner or whatever, what's going on, and they don't feel you're listening to them.
No, but I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you. I never even give details. It's just, you know, because I was unemployed for a little while, and then this thing came up, and since then.
Right, this guy's
just
jealous about your life, that's all.
Yeah.
The bottom line is he's just jealous about your life, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing good in your life right now, and he wish he was doing the same.
Well, it's unfortunate because I always been so supportive of her through all, you know, times. You know, I've always been there, and... You know, that's one thing. We always talk about being loyal to each other, and then that happened.
Talk about that, and you just say, you know, I still love you, this and that. It's like, you know, I still want us to stay in touch.
Wait a
minute, know?
Ashiel, are you talking about a woman or a man that you no longer talk to?
Woman.
Woman.
Didn't I say at the beginning of this who was the woman in the background?
No, because I'm talking about family member.
This is a family member.
Okay, but it's a woman
okay.
in the background. It's somebody strong. I was picking her up.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I got you.
Okay, yeah. You need
Brent
to...
is right. Just meet with her and have a conversation and let her know how you feel. It'll be okay.
Okay.
She just doesn't understand. She's looking at things from her point of view. She's not looking at it from yours. And you are doing the same thing. So you both just need to sit down and have a conversation and express yourself, and you two will be okay. It's just a misunderstanding.
You just need to meet with her so that she doesn't keep blowing you off. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh,
okay.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, Ashiel. Thank you for calling us today.
Thank you, lady.
You're welcome. Area code 618, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Yes, hello. This is Venera.
Spell your name.
V-A-N-E-R-A.
That's pretty, Venera.
Okay,
Venera, what can we do for you today, young lady?
Well, I'm just inquiring about one guy. I'm kind of like him, but I'm not sure whether it has a potential.
He will hurt your heart.
I can feel
it already. He will hurt your heart. Okay, let me just tell you right off, because I can feel it real strong. He's full of shit. You can do better.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm brutally honest. He's full of shit. You can do better.
Because I don't know him, you know. I'm just really attracted to
right.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, and you don't need to be a notch on his belt. You're a much better young lady than that. You got too much going on for you. This is nothing but a fantasy infatuation, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't look for anything serious.
Okay.
Okay.
So is somebody maybe else coming up for you?
There's always people around you. You're young and pretty and viable. Come on. There's always people around you. You just be clear about what you want right now. Because what you're going through is just love and lust. And lust and love. So
well,
it's
that's
nothing,
good to
you're
know.
Not, yeah.
We haven't even started to date or anything, you know. So that's good.
You haven't what? I'm sorry?
We haven't started to date or anything like that. At all.
I know, but you're interested in it, and that's why I'm telling you, save your heart, because my heart was aching before you even said something about it, so I'm like, oh, no. You're much better than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Thank you. All right. Any new jobs or anything like that?
Are you applying for any jobs, Venera?
Are you ready to settle down and really work and go to school?
Well, actually, I have a lot of graduate degrees, PhD, and I'm pretty much done with the school. So I have
a job.
So
now you're looking for work.
I have a job, but it's kind of like in a
But you haven't applied recently.
Oh, yeah, I have a little bit, yeah.
But what does that mean, though? Venera, I get the impression that you're not seriously applying to other jobs.
No, I don't either. She's not serious. You're being kind of flaky right now. Why?
Yeah.
No,
you
know,
enjoy
I'm
yourself?
Not,
is that
no.
it?
No.
I mean, like,
and that's okay.
No, it's fine,
a lot of people.
Of course, but flaky is really the last definition I would attach to myself.
Okay, I apologize.
She's not saying about you. She's not saying you're flaky.
Let her talk, Brenda. Brenda, let her talk.
Okay.
No, I know what you mean. You mean flaky about the job, like not wanting to apply. So kind of like, do I want to? Do I not want to apply? Is that what you mean? Actually,
No.
Yeah?
No, Venera. I think what she's trying to say is you're sort of all over the place, and I want to focus on my love life or life or a job. And so you're not putting a whole lot of strong energy in one. You're not narrowing it. Do you understand now?
No, yeah, I do understand what you're saying. But I am just, it's very difficult to get this line of work that I am right now. It's very difficult, and it only happens once a year. And that happens a year before they actually hire, normally, because that's just the kind of work it is. And so I have to apply more rigorously starting in August, but I was just wondering what my chances might be of actually changing this place, you know, because it's very political, and, you know, my marriage, I'm very good, very strong candidate, but sometimes it's really a lot about who you know, and, you know, so there's a lot of talk, rumors, stuff like that, you know, so I was just wondering whether I have a chance without even, you know, before I even consider applying. Because then they would tell my people here, and then they might not be as supportive towards me if I don't end up moving, you know.
You're confusing me. You've got my spirit so confused because you're all over the place.
Know,
you are. My
place
spirit is. My spirit can't even give me a definitive answer for you because you're like, my spirit can't even, like, say, okay, this is where she's at or what she's doing.
I hear you, but what you're saying and what I'm feeling is two different things.
Okay, well, so what are you feeling?
I want you to calm down and be clear of what you want in your life and make that your major goal. There's other things going on. If this is really important for you, then make that your goal. Don't look left or right. Make that your goal and do that, and you'll be successful. But when you're doing three or four other things and you're trying to combine them all at one time, it's not going to happen. Do one thing quite well, and you will be successful. Brenda?
Yeah.
Okay. Going on to the next call. Kakila, you're on with Linus and Brenda. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Somewhat. It's Kakilia.
Kakilia.
Oh, Kakilia.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Okay,
you.
What can we do for you, young lady?
I have an overall, I think, general question. I feel like I have a low vibration energy, and I want to raise my energy. And I want to know, how would I know the difference between the negative people and the positive people, and who to let go in my life and who to hang on to? That's like the general question that I think I have, because I want to raise my overall energy level, vibration energy level, because I found out that I have a low one. So, and I'm surprised at that. I just want to raise it and be a better place in my life.
Do you have a pen or a pencil there? A piece of paper, you can write this down.
1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, the main reason why I want to do this is because over the summer, I feel like I have a lot of opportunities coming my way, but it won't necessarily come if I'm not at the right point in time and energy.
Right. I understand that.
Okay,
three things. I want you to write this down. Number one, I forgive myself. Number two, I love myself.
Okay.
And number three, thank you, highest good. I am that I am.
Thank you, highest good.
Okay. Say that every day. Yeah, I am that I am. That is God. Universe. But
okay.
Anyway, say this for 7 days, as well as whatever that you do for prayer or meditation, and that will help raise your spirit. And try to keep positive thoughts as much as possible. I mean, you know, negative comes in, of course. We're human beings. But you'll start your day on a high note. You know, you've forgiven yourself, you love yourself, and thank you, highest good, however that the day is supposed to go. You're starting out on a very good energy.
Okay.
Brenda, did you want to add anything for her?
Well, you're saying that you were diagnosed with low energy?
No, she wants to raise her energy. How does she go about doing that?
Well, one, you know, nutritional way is, I don't know if you can tolerate spicy things like hot sauces, cayenne pepper. Can you take that kind of stuff in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of those tricks that they've used in Eastern medicine, you know, to raise what they call your ki, you know, energy. So you add more spicy type hot spices into your food, and it'll actually raise your energy. Really?
Well,
I know it sounds funny, but it's another way to help out with the spiritual directions that Linus has given you. You did also talk about how to tell which people around you are positive or not. Yeah. That's one I want Linus to answer.
Okay. When people are around you to know the negative, one thing is that if the left side of your temple starts hurting real bad, it gives you a headache, that's negativity. If you have a feeling in your gut that's almost like food poisoning or something, you know, where you're sick, it's not like having a period, but it's just a weird, icky feeling in your gut. There's negativity around you. Sometimes you can feel it in your chest, but you'll feel it like a heaviness, not like a heart attack or anything like that. But it's just like your chest is so heavy, like you're a 45 triple D or something, you know. Okay, that's negativity.
Yeah.
The positiveness, you could feel warmth. You could feel a tingle. You could all of a sudden just feel blissful, just be happy for no reason. That's
joyful.
Positive, joyful, yeah, is around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not hard to be around them. Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't feel like it's kind of a drag, or you feel like you have to do things you don't want to do.
Okay.
Or that they don't honor when you're speaking, they're not listening. If they're not honoring you.
Yeah.
Then it's probably not a good fit.
No problem.
Okay. I definitely associate with, I definitely understand those last bits where you're talking about the honoring what you're saying and wanting to be around and not feeling like, not feeling forced. I feel like I need to do a lot of house cleaning or someone in my life. So,
You know, remember, there's no one in the world. There's no one who's ever been, will ever be, that will be able to do you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one who can do you. So when you're not you, the whole world is missing that, whether they're aware of it or not. You know, that's why we're worth more than diamonds, because you can get real similar ones, but we're one of a kind.
Yeah.
So understand who you are and your greatness and that you are a treasure. And anybody who doesn't honor that needs to go.
Okay. And one last question.
Yeah.
So if I raise my energy vibration level, that I can get internship that I'm looking for over the summer? Because I'm looking for a marketing internship. And I've been looking, and I've been applying to a few places, and I've gotten a few callbacks, but not really anything that's really really significant or really that I can hold on to. So I don't know if I really want to have one over the summer while I attend school, but
I'm picking up a company called Crossbridge. I don't know if that's the name of the company, but that's the word the Spirit is showing me, Crossbridge, that they would hire you right away for this internship. Might even, after you do the internship, hire you on permanently. But anyway, so look for a company with a name similar to what I just told you, you know, since you've been applying. But these people will hire you right away. You don't even have to wait till the summer, you know, but that's to your discretion. So Crossbridge. That's the name I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. And what about relationship-wise?
I can't. I got 7 callers, honey. I need to move on.
Oh, okay.
I would love to help
you.
There's 7 people waiting to get help. So.
Okay.
No, it's fine. And we love helping people, but that's why we say one question per caller so people that call in can get a chance. But that's okay. That's okay. You needed answers too, darling. It's all right.
Okay,
all right,
well,
but thank
you
for calling.
So
do call in again.
Yes, thank you so much, ladies. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye
bye. Bye. Area code 347, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis and Brenda, this is Tony. How y'all doing?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, yeah, so I guess my question was just focusing on career outlook for this year.
Are you stressing? I got a headache right now, my head's thumping. You're stressing about it, huh? Are you like between a rock and a hard place, Tony, right now?
Not really. It's more just looking for the things I want to really do, as opposed to, you know, just doing it for a paycheck.
Okay.
So are you doing the thing? You're putting some energy into that, like doing some research on how to do that?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to, like, I guess I'm looking up some areas, but, you know, say, for instance, you know, if it's in the area of education, but, you know, I want to do stuff, like, kind of on the creative side instead of just doing, like,
okay,
traditional.
Okay, let me tell you. Don't talk. Let me tell you. I'm picking up 2 areas, either IT or human resources, that you would be excellent in. Now, IT is kind of, you know, that's inside. kind of has you closed in, where HR can take you out of the company, you know, within the company and outside the company. But I see you being good in human resources or human relations, something where you are helping people to do better at whatever they're doing, almost like a coach. What do they call those coaches, Brenda? Life coaches. Mm. Almost like a life coach.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But he definitely wants to do education.
Have you volunteered at a community center to help young people or to work with seniors?
Well, I would be going into teaching like younger kids or even high school kids.
Right, right.
Okay.
Huh.
That's why I see the interaction. Do you like
Yeah, you know what, there's a lot of community
really
things that you can do
to
get yourself
further?
Really started. Junior Achievement, Great Organization.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that. What did you say?
It's called Junior Achievement. Have you heard of them?
No, I have not.
Oh.
They actually have an education program where you help high schoolers run a business.
Yeah.
A business. They have a lot of things where you can actually go and recruit children from high school and junior high. But there's a lot of community agencies, and I can feel that with you, that you could get into, and it would just really put your name out there and get you exposure.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of like what Linus was saying. I would start looking at the community organizations in your area, any kind of youth group that you can think of. Find out about community centers, different church groups. You don't necessarily have to be part of their particular denomination, but, after school programs, huh?
No, I said okay.
Yeah.
Tony, I wanted to tell you right quick. Brenda, excuse me, because you brought up Junior Achievement. I'm feeling way past this. Write down Junior Achievement, Tony, and look that up online.
Okay.
You can start this program at the school where you're at because they don't have it. So you would be the first one, almost like not only starting a program but a mentor, because you would be teaching these children economics, which they are not getting at home. So not only are you going to be teaching them how to start a business and run a business, but to learn to assets and liabilities with their money, you know, before they go to college or get out of high school. But I see you starting this program. You should look up Junior Achievement and do a proposal on it and submit it to the schools.
Okay.
And I know they'll snatch you up on that.
Okay.
Something about that Junior Achievement program in you is like you take it and go with it. It's almost like something brand new. Out here on the Northwest Coast, it's common in the schools. I don't know about where you live, but if they don't have the program, why not start it yourself?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brenda. Something else you want to say?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I really see that. I see him speaking in front of people. He's like in the auditorium.
Oh,
like
you'd be
a
wonderful
auditorium,
sir.
And he's up on the stage, and he's talking to the children. It's not the parents, but he's talking to the children about this program.
Right.
How it can improve their lives, make a better life for them.
Do you have a line on any community groups that you've worked with in the past or would like to work with?
No, I don't really have a line. You know, I had recently left a job that I was at, so I was, kind of like disconnected from a lot of the stuff that I was passionate about. So I was kind of like rediscovering my
Well, Junior Achievement actually gets donations or, like, for instance, from different companies who pay for the program.
Okay.
So years ago, I worked at the bank, and my bank contributed funds to a particular program, and it gets the name out there for the company. So you might really want to look into that, because it can bring positive for your company, and then what you're doing out there, it's representing the company, and it also gives you a chance to start feeling what it's like to be out there
so that you can start making the connections or networking with people who are like, yeah, you know, this guy was really great. Maybe we can get him to come do some stuff at our school.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. You would do well
you know
at
what?
That.
I think you're in a good research phase right now, Tony.
Well,
start researching. You'll find it.
Okay, definitely. I'll definitely put the down to your achievement. We'll be looking.
Yeah, you have the abilities to do this. Go.
When you left that other job, it's because the universe has something greater for you, and it's through this junior achievement. That's why you left, because there is something greater for you to do, and you will do it and be quite successful at it.
But some company
do it, but
pretty much like it. Yeah,
and he's going to get recognized.
Yep.
Call us back, Tony, and let us know how you're
keep
doing.
Keep going. I definitely will do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I see you doing great things in your life. You're a wonderful person. Have a good week, Tony, and thank you so much for calling us.
All right, you too. Thank you, guys.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think you're on time.
Area code 615, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All righty. What can we do for you, Miss Bubbly?
All right.
I can feel it.
I am ready for love. I'm ready for my soulmate, and I need to know. I have a life coaching business I just started, and I need to know where that's going.
Oh. Who's Bob?
Bob?
Or Robert around you?
No.
I got
okay.
Daryl.
Huh?
I got a Daryl. Daryl or Darren. That's what I got. Well,
don't
that means
anything.
There's several men around her. What
okay.
are we trying to say here? She
well, where
got a
are
choice,
they? I just want the one.
I'm seeing Daryl and Darren, and you seeing three others. You want to share with us, Andrea?
I'm serious. Where are they? Because there is, like, nobody.
There's some social events that are coming up. Why are you not going to those?
There's a church function, matter of fact. It looks like a luncheon or a tea. Something, a church is coming up, and there's going to be some men there.
Yeah, there's some social things coming up in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
well,
is there something that you chose? You were thinking you didn't want to do. That's coming up.
No.
There's
I've got a board meeting.
Butterfly.
What did you say?
Have a board meeting Monday.
Oh.
A board meeting?
Yeah, that's the only like social thing I have coming up.
Well, you don't know what that could lead to. I mean, they might know somebody who knows someone who could be Daryl or Bob. But or they know about a social function, you know, outside of work.
Okay.
But there's something coming up, like
there's a lady named
right?
Mary that's going to introduce her to somebody.
Yeah.
Do you know a Mary?
I know two Marys.
Okay, well, one of them is going to introduce you to a guy.
Okay.
And he's a tall, lean, dark-complected, curly hair, almond eyes.
Mm.
And I see a ring on his finger, but I'm trying to see if it's on the left or the right. Could be the left, so I don't know. Maybe he's in the process of separation or divorce.
Okay.
But you're going to be introduced. And he's a good guy. He's an Aquarius, I think. That's what I'm picking up. He's an Aquarius.
In
a short few weeks.
Okay.
You go, if somebody invites you to a party or somebody says, hey, we're going to go to this singles thing, go.
Okay. Okay.
Just go and be yourself.
All righty.
Yeah.
You know what it is,
I want to know what
you're going to meet.
Yeah, you're going to call us back and tell us.
Okay.
She's going to meet a few guys because.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's like I can see her friends. It's almost like they're circling her. You know, like a wagon train. We got to find our girlfriend a man. You know, and it's cute. It is so.
And you're
going to
be like, now I want
good
at the woodwork. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the
days
where nobody calls on the phone, and the one time you go to the bathroom, you get like five phone calls.
Okay, because I've been in a drought.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. You might have been in a drought, but honey, that's getting ready to change. You're gonna have
all right.
You know,
and be more open.
Say,
okay.
Yeah, they say when God blesses you, he blesses you in abundance more than what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and be clear, have your clarity about the guy. I mean, like,
oh, yes,
you have an option.
Oh, you
have
an
option of maybe three different gentlemen. Yeah. She's going to have an option. But just be clear of what you want. And one of them is going to be a giggler. One of the guys is going to laugh a lot. So just to let you know, you got the tall one, you got one that laughs a lot, and then you got that one that's either Bob, Daryl, or Darren. He's coming. So you really do. You have a variety of men that's coming into your life. And it's just up to you to choose which one you want to be with. But while I'm saying clarity, make sure that he feels the void that you're feeling as well as the void that he's feeling.
Right.
So you match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But be open. Don't be like, oh, please. Don't judge him for anything like that. You know, go for the qualities. You know, what are the qualities that he has?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if
his
car isn't like the newest car, just be open.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to, you know, sign the marriage certificate on the first, or second, or third date. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
All right, Andrea. Well, thank you for calling. And, girlfriend, have a wonderful love adventure. Okay.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
It's an adventure for you.
Okay.
All right. Take care, and thank you for calling.
All right.
Lennon, how's your time? I'm reading a little bit past.
I'm okay. We're okay.
Okay, good.
We're doing okay. Yeah, we're doing good.
Okay.
Thank you again for calling, Andrea. Area code 518, you're on the line with Brenda and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, greetings. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm excited. I'm on.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Clarity on career. I'm kind of like, a job ended some years ago, and I haven't been able to find my place.
What is it that you're doing for your avocation? What is it that you're loving to do? You're doing something that you're either making something or doing something that you've been doing. What is that?
Well, I like digging for information. I like to research and find out stuff. I've always liked, nosy around and find out information. I love information. And that's something I've done for years,
And you're not doing that kind of work. You're not seeking that kind of work. Why?
Because everyone was. You have to have a certain degree, and I didn't have it because of the employment that I did have. It consumed so much of my time that I wasn't able to go back to school. Every time I tried, I had to wind up quitting and leaving.
Because
it was a job
in the way.
There's an investigator that will hire you. I want you to look in the phone book under private investigators and just go down the list. And go to the ones that you feel comfortable as you're looking at their name and their business. But go down the list. There is a private investigator that will hire you and will love you for your skills.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, so what I want you to do is just go to the phone book. What?
Tell us.
Do you know that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't have the – wow. That's what I wanted to do. I kept saying I want to be an investigator because I'm always I can find stuff and dig up stuff and you know what I mean? The job that I had previously, we always had to interview people for different things like immigration and different, whatever their problem was. We had to research it. They would come and say, I'm having this problem. Can you help us? And I had to dig and do information and research. And I would find out things that, how did you find that? Well, forget it. We helped you, so that's it. And when you said that, I was like, tears. I'm like, yes, yes.
You are.
So
but
that's
you
why you haven't had
pull
a job, because
book.
The universe is telling you to do what you do.
You're right.
Okay.
But there is an investigator that will hire you. And, when you look up these investigators, be sure and look for what's close to your home. you know, whichever one, where you're not, like, driving an hour every day to go to your job, even if you like it. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look for something within your area, your community environment. But you will get hired, believe me. I am telling you the truth. This investigator will hire you. He's a white guy, and he's got, like, three people in the office already, and he's got a good foundation. He's been in the business for quite a few years. Because, you know, if you do good with one, you can build up and go to a next one. Even though you don't have the required credentials, you have the knowledge and the experience what they are looking for.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, yes. And it'll be good because, you know what, it'll be a flexible job for you. You'll be able to do, let me tell you something about this job. You're going to be able to do it at home as well as in the office. Where you can bring a laptop home and do work at home. So maybe you're in the office 3 days out the week, and the other 2 days you're working at home, working on stuff for the company, of course.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So make either a portfolio or make a list or prepare some kind of, like, resume type thing of the types of things that you found that other people weren't able to find. Do you understand? You know, make sure that you highlight how you found the unfindable and how you dig in your resources. If nothing else, when you go to talk to people, then you can just refer to it. You know, I did this, I did this, I did this. I'm really good at this. I'm known for this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Put yourself out there on Front Street. Make it look good with all that you're doing, and you know, and then what you would like to do, you know, besides your qualifications, what you have done, what you like to do, because the company always wants to know what are you bringing to the company, not just your research skills, but also to bring the company up as well.
Gotcha.
You know, to improve their status.
And I'm looking to relocate, so I'm going to look in the area that I'm interested in.
There you go. There you go, girl.
Because I can't stay here in this city. It's
You do have a mutable type future in front of you, so this is a good time for it. It's a real good transitional time for you.
But it's
really important for you to do what you love to do. I know that's the cliche. But for you, it's like all signs are pointing to that.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, my greatness. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And do give us a call back and let us know how your job is going, because you will have one.
I sure will.
And shortly.
You have an email address? Because I didn't see one on the...
On Essence of Success?
Yeah. Go into the Essence of Success on my website. And
Essence of Success. Is that
.com? .com. Yep.
Essence of, okay, I will. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. But you'll get to, and I'm going to tell you, you should be working. If you apply yourself in the next, what is this? Because I'm picking it up as close.
Middle May.
Telling me if you don't get the job by the end of June, by 1st of June, you're going to be working. I mean, in a short time. So it's like it's going to happen fast because they're needing. These companies are needing investigators. These private, you know. Because people are doing investigations not only on couples, but businesses, bills. I mean, investigations are a lot of stuff now that they use PIs for. So, yeah, but if you're not employed by the end of May, you will be by the 1st of June for sure.
All right. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're
for
most
your
welcome,
direction.
Ma'am.
Thank you. I give praises. Thank you.
Linda.
You're most welcome, Linda. God bless you, too, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. Much blessings. Peace.
Okay. Okay, area code 504. You're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. I'm kind of like the caller before. I need career help.
Okay.
And finance help.
Administrative work, is that what you were doing?
I do that just one day a week, and I'm a vendor right now the other days of the week.
You're a person that likes to be self-employed. You really
work
for yourself than to work for somebody else.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, this is another homework person.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're working from home. Yeah.
No, I go into stores right now, but
You basically work for yourself.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. That's what I mean by work from home. You're not going to a company specifically on a regular basis.
You know, what you're doing right now I feel is good, but you need to advertise. You need advertising and marketing for your product because I'm feeling good. I'm not feeling anything bad. In fact, I'm feeling kind of blissful. So that tells me there's something you're not doing to get your product out there. Marketing and public relations, do you know anybody in that field beside me?
No. What I do is like a vendor. Like I go into the store, but it's not my product. That's
right.
And I work for two different companies, but finances are bad right now. And I was not going to tell you what I read up about. I don't know if it's related to what I do, but should I tell you?
I just think, you know, what I keep getting from you, I mean, I'm going to just tell you the energy I'm getting from you. First of all, you're being undercut for what you're worth. So not getting paid what you need to be getting paid. And that might have something to do with the fact that you're kind of doing something of a contract for other people. And if you are going to do something like that and you can't figure out at this moment what that is, I think you need to take a quick minute and think about the services that really you can provide and that you can get paid well at.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that translates to you for what you're doing. But when she and I are both thinking, you know, work from home, I think we're thinking of you in your own business. So you have to set the cost for you. And you're going to need to set the cost, you know, the payment for what you're worth. And then people will pay it. Because there's a skill that you're doing or you're able to do that you could get paid very well for.
Are you into clothing? Do you have something to do with clothing or material?
No, it's like cosmetics or fragrances. And I'm a good promoter. But I think I spiritually heal people, believe it or not, or energetically, because people will come back and, you know, I'll hug them or make them feel good, and I don't. That's so not really what you could charge for.
Well, have you thought of doing something like life coaching?
Yeah, I went more into. I took a course on Reiki, but then I get kind of nervous. You know?
About what?
I don't know, putting it out there. I do it so undercover right now that people don't understand why people like me so much, and I think it's because of that. But it's an energy, it's like an energy thing I do.
I know Reiki.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, basically.
You deal from a distance.
You do need to market what your skills are for helping people and healing people. And so it sounds to me like you need to start your little cottage industry up, right? If you've already gotten your Reiki skills, I'm not sure if you've made it to what level of Reiki are you? Are you at the supervision, at the trainer level, or what?
I took a course, but I haven't been really practicing. The reason I took it is because I was doing it before I even know what I was doing, but I was getting, like, drained. And, like, I'd get people's illnesses and stuff. So they said if you took Reiki, you could protect yourself. So that's why I took the Reiki. And then I kind of stopped doing it. But it was an online course. I took all three levels, supposedly. It doesn't feel, you know, I guess because it's online, it doesn't feel like it's legit. And it was free. Like, a lady offered it to me for free, but I thought that was maybe God doing that for me.
Well.
Debbie, you need to incorporate that Reiki in with your other business. Have a card printed up. They have, what is that, VistaPrint? I think for $10 or $15, they can print up 250 cards for you. You can just do it online, VistaPrint.
Uh-huh.
And put that you are a Reiki consultant or practitioner. And
okay.
As you're selling your other stuff, also put those cards out. So on the side, you will make money from your healings.
Wow.
People will call you for your healing. And there is your extra money because you could start off charging $50 or $100 per session.
You might want to just name it, you know, energy work, but you also are trained in Reiki. And, I mean, we had someone call in earlier today who was having energy imbalances. I mean, this is very important. And, you know, as we're all getting more and more holistic, you know, why not? You know, get yourself advertised in more new age and more holistic type, you know, magazines, news rags, or whatever. But I think that you have a real strong opportunity here to capitalize on your skills. I mean, you can still do the vendor work until you really get your business going. Doing that, let it be known to the people that you meet that, you know, really need your touch, your healing touch and everything. But I think you should start advertising with your energy work.
Yeah, that's where her money is.
Yeah.
That's where her money is right there. So
that's
have
the
cards
money.
Made up and pass them out as you do that, and you'll be getting calls at home from people for healing. And there's your extra money to supplement your income from what you're not making right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's scary, but... No, it is
scary. Don't be
scared.
Don't be scared of a gift that you have. Be proud of it. Bless it. Do good with it.
There's a reason you have it. Right? There's a reason you have it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. People. Okay, well, thank you, Debbie, for calling, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you.
You're
Take
welcome,
care, Debbie.
Lady. Have a wonderful
Thank
week.
You.
Area code 541. You're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Annalisa.
Annalisa, how can we help you today, young lady?
Well, I was wondering if you can help tune into my relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Long, drawn-out situation.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. It's like this person was at a distance, and then he came back.
Oh, he lives in another state.
I feel lukewarm. I don't feel strong passion.
No, I don't feel like that. That's why I said it's like it was a distance, but it's drawn out. It's not like, okay, either we're going to be together or we're not. You know.
Yeah, but it's almost like just it's a conscious decision. It's not so much I just don't feel strong passion in the relationship we're in. I don't know
if right.
in
it's,
it as,
it's kind of in a standstill.
Okay,
the
okay,
older
there
gentleman,
we are. And he's not my first feeling was he could take it or leave it. You know, it's sort of convenient, so it works. And if that's good enough for you, which I hope it isn't, then, you know, if it is, then it's good enough for you. But
no,
I'm
more complicated than that.
Yeah.
Annalisa,
sure,
is he an older gentleman?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Is he an older gentleman?
He's 2 years younger than me.
Mm.
So I'm not a baby.
I feel older. No,
well,
no,
I'm not a baby.
Well, yeah, neither am I. Well, listen. Okay, so I don't know if you guys are just need to re-energize this relationship, but it's almost like two people who are just sort of sitting on the couch, you know, sort of watching TV, and they don't really care. You know, it's like nobody's even passionate enough to, like, you know, turn the channel. That's how lackluster I'm feeling.
Yeah,
so.
he's in the middle of a separation from a 27-year-old relationship. He just moved out about 2 months ago. He's going through some major health issues, and he's created a crisis in the house that's taking him several weeks to repair, and he's exhausted. So he calls. yeah, the passion isn't there, but he's also saying, you know, he's backing off, saying he's not ready for a relationship. But I believe he's a soulmate. I believe he's my twin flame. And so
that doesn't necessarily mean as a soulmate that he's a relationship, though.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I understand
your friend, your best friend, you know.
Huh? Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a love relationship. It could be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Be a soulmate. I'm picking up Malcolm and Manny. Do those two names mean anything to you?
Not a clue.
Okay.
Can I ask you, are you wanting more passion in a relationship at this time?
Yeah, I am, and I'm also going through a healing crisis of my own.
Okay.
You know, I'm limited physically in what I can do, so I can't just be running around doing stuff, and I need someone who can accept that, you know, and nurture me as well. You know, but I'm other in the past, I mean, until I guess about 2 months ago, we went through another shift here where I was being told, you know, just, you know, it's going to take a while, but then it's going to go full forward, and that in December he was going to ask me to move in with him. You know, and he's in California, I'm in Oregon, you know, so it's complicated.
Yeah, well, I understand complications,
mm-hmm.
But
you know, and I would have to be the one who would make the move because he's tied into a job there that he's got 5 more years till he retires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think that he could see that it could possibly work unless I would be the one to move. And since we haven't been able to get together since we first met, which was back in October, you know, he knows that he wants somebody there, but he's not actively looking for anybody down there either. So it's about will we
get
together?
Why aren't you talking to somebody
huh?
closer to you? I see an opportunity of a man that's closer to you in your area.
Well, give me a clue.
Must be why I picked up that name, Malcolm or Manny, that there was a man in your area that was interested in you. At a call base, call station. You've met this man.
Hmm.
Wouldn't mind picking this up. Call station or call button, something like that. But this is where you met this man, but it was just like, oh, hi, how are you doing type of thing. You didn't connect.
Like dispatch or something like that?
I'm not understanding what Spirit is showing me, like a call station or something where she met this guy. But the one that you're talking about in California, it's almost like a sob story. I don't see any happiness surrounding him for a relationship to be.
Not in the future?
You know what I mean?
I know
it's like he's got so, it's like Mount St. Helens needs to go off and rebuild again. That's how I see him. And then he'll be fine. But he hasn't got to that point where he's exploding, just let... dealt with everything, and now he's back to peace, peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So until that happens, no, he's not going to be justified with anybody. He's got a lot to clear up in his life.
Yeah.
And that's not saying he's a bad person by no means. It's just, you know, sometimes we need to clear up things before we can get on with the next person, and that doesn't necessarily mean a relationship, but in our own beingness that we need to clear that up.
He's going through a Saturn return now, too.
He's what?
Going through a Saturn return.
I didn't hear that.
Saturn return. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's on astrology, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess, you know, it's going to have to be a choice on your part because you know where things are. I don't see this relationship changing. I don't see it changing. You know what I mean? I don't see it, like, really re-energizing without...
This is Miss Rouse.
Huh? What?
What?
Mm-hmm. I read.
Who is that?
I don't know.
It's almost like there's a person on the phone. Anyway, listen, the thing is...
No, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Lennox, is that you?
Okay. Annalisa, I'm sorry. Thank you for calling us. I hope we were able to help you. We're almost out of time here. So I hope that we were able to help you, and thank you so much for calling today. And for the rest of the people that were waiting online, I'm so sorry we didn't get to you. Please try again next Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we're on the air from 3 to 4 p.m. And remember, it's in the studio. So thank you so much, everybody, and I hope you had a wonderful week and that things are going well in your lives, and keep the positive going. Brenda?
Okay, everyone.
All right, and remember, folks, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. So remember, show the love and say thank you, and we love all of you. Have a blessed day.